The two-day gathering is part of a regular dialogue between Berlin and Moscow to improve their ties. That was a point stressed recently by German Chancellor Angela Merkel when she talked about a strategic partnership with Russia. But analysts like Katinka Barish of the Center for European Reform in London say the relationship between the two countries and the two leaders has changed since the days of Merkel's predecessor, former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder.
During the days of Schröder, there were still many, and I believe Schröder was one of them, who believed that Russia ultimately wanted to be like us, that we could build a strategic partnership with a country that probably just got thrown off course a bit, but was still on course ultimately to be a liberal democracy. Now we know that this is no longer the case, so you cannot base the relationship on the same kind of beliefs that we could during the Schröder years.
Barish says today Europe's relationship with Russia is much more of an arm's length one, and the two do not see eye to eye on issues like the status of the Serbian province of Kosovo, which Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to discuss. The European Union is divided over whether to recognize Kosovo if it declares independence, while Russia backs Serbia, which is adamantly against such a move. Russia and Europe are also at odds over energy. Russia supplies about a quarter of Europe's gas needs, but the two are at odds over accessing each other's energy markets. But Barish says Iran is one area where the two sides can work together.
On Iran, for example, they have been much more constructive because it is not in Russia's interest at all to have Iran, which is close to its borders, build a nuclear weapon. So here, Russia has shown itself to be a constructive member of the international community.
Putin is to visit Iran later this week. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.